When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 21st edition. Hope everybody had a great Monday. 8-game slate, fun one. Pirates went bonkers. O'Neill Cruz, welcome to the big leagues, folks. Lots of fun stuff there, some good pitching. We told you that Cole McClanahan matchup, both guys very serviceable. Burns not too shabby. The late games are still going on. Hopefully Darvish can keep it together. Doesn't look sharp right now, so I'll have to kind of wait and see how that one pans out. But overall, fun slate of baseball, as we have said. We got 13 games for you on a Tuesday. So real quick, if you guys want to check me out on Twitter, I'm at Twitter at BDIntric. Answer your questions there. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord with any questions you have there as well. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. I truly would appreciate it. MLB DFS Quick Hits, that is. Or if you prefer to watch it, go check out the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Give the old thumbs up there. The like button helps out a ton as well. All right, let's check out the totals on this 13-game Tuesday slate for you. You got Cubs-Pirates. 8.5. Tigers, Red Sox, 9. Phillies, Rangers, 8.5. Jays, White Sox, 9. Mets, Astros, 9. Royals, Angels, 9. Mariners, A's, 8. And still waiting for some other totals. It's still a little early in the evening on this one, but let's get into it for you here. Pitching on this slate. You can go Nasty Nestor if you want at 10-4 at the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't mind him. Not in love with paying that price tag. He's still been great, just not as great as he's been to start the season, but still a very solid play at 10-4. I'll probably be going elsewhere tonight. You got Kevin Gausman facing the White Sox that just went bonkers on Berrios on Monday. Gausman has complained about the pitch, his last three or four starts. You can tell it's affected him. He can't grip it. It's been an absolute disaster. So if you want to go Gausman at 10-2, you can. I'm going to pass. I'd rather go in that same matchup with Dylan Cease at $9,800. Like Lance Lynn got the job done at $5,900. It's a different price tag, of course, here for Cease, but 20 or more DK points in three of his last four starts. It is a tough, tough Toronto Blue Jays team. There's no sugarcoating that. Over the last month, only striking out 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 194 ISO, 129 WRC+. But in a tournament, Dylan Cease is in play. Is he my favorite play? No, but in a tournament, he's in play. My favorite play is Sean Manaea at $9,000 at home against the Arizona D-backs. We're going to go right back to fading the D-backs on this one. He faced them earlier this season, 7 shutout with 7 Ks. Most importantly, he's pretty much got 5 or more Ks in 9 of his last 10 starts. Been overly effective. He had 5 runs his last time against Chicago, but prior to that, 3 earned runs or less in 8 of his last 10. Been very, very effective for Sean Manaea. Now you get an Arizona Diamondbacks team, striking out 20% of the time versus lefties, hitting 276. Just not too shabby, but a 134 ISO, 117 WRC+. I'll look for some upside there with Mr. Manaea at 9K. You can look at Joe Ryan at 88 if you want to, but I'll go Spencer Strider at $8,600 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Mentioned it on last night's show, the Giants. I love the Giants. The offense will happen once in a while, but it's not great. Max Fried got the job done. Strider's been great. It's just all, and he got up to 106 pitches his last start, which is phenomenal. 7 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4, 8 or more in back-to-back starts. Went 5 2/3 in back-to-back starts. The strikeouts are elite. As long as he's not walking a lot of guys, he's going to go deep in the games for you. And you got this Giants team you can pick on. There's no hiding that at all. Striking out 23.5% of the time versus righties with a 218 average against in the last month of baseball. So Spencer Strider at 86 is a great play on this slate. Kyle Gibson returns to Texas at $8,100, and he will be right back on the radar for us, coming off a monster 8 innings, 1 earned 6K performance against Miami. 6 or more innings in 3 of his last 4 starts, 3 earned runs or less in each of those starts, 4 Ks or more. He stretched out, and you get the Texas Rangers team that you can strike out in bunches, striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties in the past month with a 245 average, 147 ISO, and 96 WRC plus versus right-handed pitchers. So Kyle Gibson checks the box as a big one tonight. Ronzi Contreras, the reason why I liked JT Brubaker on Monday, who was not too shabby, is he's facing the Cubs. And Ronzi's really, really got some massive strike. He's like a Spencer Strider light. He just has walk issues, and he's still not fully stretched out. He threw 98 pitches three starts ago, which was great, but 83 and 85 his last two. So he hasn't even got through five in his last two starts after going previously like three straight with at least five innings. So you have the risk of him not going deep. You have the walk risk with him, but you also got upside of a team of a guy facing the Cubs striking out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month. So Contreras makes for a good tournament play on this slate at 7,400. Other than that, if you are looking to punt, Aaron Civale is coming off the IL at $6,400 at the Minnesota Twins through 76 pitches in his final rehab start. He made two rehab starts. Twins striking out 22% of the time versus righties this past month. So you're getting Civale probably going 85 to 90 pitches at 6,400. That's a pretty good punt. And then Bo Brisky, our Bo, at $5,800 has looked great in his last two starts. He's actually looked great in three straight starts, five innings or more in four straight starts, four run runs or less in all four, two run runs or less in three straight, six or more Ks in two of his last year. Went 94 pitches his last time. He's got you 16 or more DK points in three straight starts. That's the biggest point. $5,800. He's bringing a pretty solid base to action. Now he's facing Boston. Tricky. 20.4% K rate versus righties over the last month with a 118 WRC plus. But at $5,800, you can play with that for sure. So recapping your pitching, if you want to go Nestor, fine. I'd rather go Dylan Cease in a tournament for 600 less. My favorite pitcher, if you're paying up, is Sean Manaea at 9,000. Probably my favorite pitcher on the slate is Spencer Strider against the Gigantes at 8,600. Kyle Gibson at 81 is a really good spot there against the strikeout-prone Texas Rangers. Ronzi Contreras in tournaments does make for a play at $7,400 versus the Cubbies. And then for your values, Aaron Civale coming off the IL at 6,400, and then Bo Brisky at 58 are both very, very strong plays as well. So not elite talent on the mound, but you definitely have some options you can pick and choose your way through on this slate. All right, let's get to the bats on this 13-game Tuesday slate for you here. At the catcher's position, Sal Perez versus Reed Detmers at 48 if you're paying up at the position. Pretty strong spot. Don't mind JTR as well against Martin Perez, but I'll pay an extra $100 to get me some Sal Perez in this one. Cheaper options, though. You got Alejandro Kirk on a tournament versus Cease. I don't hate that because most won't play anybody versus Dylan Cease, but Kirk and his bat-to-ball skills could make for a good tournament play at 4,300. MJ Melendez at 39. Keep riding that train. He is nice and cheap on that one. Cheaper options, though, like Adley Rutschman might be starting to figure it out here of late. Last week had a pretty good week on his first career home run, a few other big games. Now he gets Eric Fede on Tuesday night in Baltimore at $3,400. Good price point for Adley Rutschman in that matchup. Cal Raleigh at $3,400 versus Kaprielian. Don't mind that either. Probably go to Rutschman in that one. If you want to pay $3,300 for a catcher, Christian Betancourt is a really good look there versus Marco Gonzalez. So, yeah, Betancourt at 33, Raleigh at 34, Rutschman at 34. Some nice values at the catcher's position. But if you need to go cheaper, let's see what we can find for you here. Jose Trevino at $2,800 versus Josh Fleming.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Is a potential punt. Carson Kelly, if you think he ever figures out how to hit a baseball, one thing he used to do so well is mash left-handed pitching. So if you think he's figured it out, Carson Kelly's $2,600 for Sean Manaea. So that'd be one to take a peek at for you. Gabe Moreno at 23 in tournaments for Dylan Cease. Nice value if you're thinking you want to fade Dylan Cease. But for the most part, I'm going to live in that little $3,300 to $3,400 range unless I'm paying all the way up top, it looks like, at the catcher's position. First base for you here. Vladito's always worth a look, but we go cheaper here. Paul Goldschmidt, the Cardinals are a phenomenal stack because they're facing the one, the only Chichi Gonzalez tonight in Milwaukee. So Paul Goldschmidt at 54. Love that. Rhys Hoskins is monstering it up. Wrote about him in the recent Risers and Fallers column at fantasypros.com. He's 5K against Martin Perez. Probably like Goldie a little more, but it's $400 more. So if you have to save a few dollars, Rhys Hoskins, not a problem at all. Cheaper options, though. Jose Abreu, if you think Gossman continues to struggle, White Sox are a great stack. Kind of how I mentioned, maybe sneaky against Berrios. They crushed. Abreu going up against Gossman at 44 could be another nice look for you for that one. Cheaper options, though. You could go Christian Walker versus Manaea. If you think Manaea struggles, don't hate it. Not in love with it, though. But Andrew Vaughn went deep. Big RBI double. He's $3,600. He's first base outfield versus Gossman. That's in play for you. Josh Bell had a big week. He's had a big couple weeks, it feels like. He had at least three home runs last week. He's $3,500 versus Jordan Lyles. That's a good value at the first base position. If you want to go there, Christian Betancourt, I'd rather play him at catcher than at first base, but something to think about. Yuli Gurriel is kind of sort of heating up. I'm just going to be honest. Kind of sort of, you know, back-to-back zeros within a 24 and a 16 before that. So he looks like he might be trying to break out of it. He's $3,300 versus Trevor Williams. Houston could be a nice spot there versus Trevor Williams of the New York Metropolitans in that one. Getting to the low threes and heading in to the 2K range. Juan Yepes, first base outfield versus Chichi Gonzalez, is $3,100. He is a value if he is in the lineup. You have to make sure that's part of the problem first. Nathaniel Lowe at only $2,500 versus Kyle Gibson. Like, I like Kyle Gibson tonight, but Lowe is swinging a very good bat, and he's $2,500. That's almost like a cash punt option. Like, I'd rather have like Goldie in cash or something. But if you just want to punt a position, Nathaniel Lowe in cash at 25 is strong, and he's got tournament upside, but you're going to want to use him in a stack. You're not using Nathaniel Lowe as a one-off option, but he's definitely not too shabby at $2,500. Not a must play. Let me rephrase that. Not a must play, but a very, very nice value if you're looking for one at the first base position in Nathaniel Lowe at $2,500. Other than that, your bargain basement hunting down here, like Torkelson mentioned him on yesterday's show. He's 2K. He had a nice day on Monday. Really nice day for your Detroit Tigers, who only scored two runs, but Torque was involved in this one. He went to the stats aren't up yet, but he had back-to-back two-hit games be going in to Monday's action. So 2K for Torque, maybe starting to figure it out again. He's a nice value as well. Second base, you got Cronenworth, who went deep on Monday. Don't mind him ever. Jose Altuve, if you're stacking the Astros, is good at 56. But we could save a few dollars here and slide on down the road. You got Whit Merrifield at 42. Gleyber Torres at 4K is not too shabby. Brendan Donovan of St. Louis is just hitting everything. Not a lot of power, a little bit of speed, but gets on base a ton, scores a ton of runs. Makes for a good DFS play, especially at $3,700. So he's second base, third base. Nice little value there with Brendan Donovan of the St. Louis Cardinals. Johnny VR at 31. If you're looking for some kind of punt there, I guess you could go that direction. Jonathan Scope versus the lefty Rich Hill at 28. That has got tournament written all over it. Scope loves to hit left-handed pitching, and Rich Hill sucks. So we like that one at 28 hundo. We had a Josh Harrison sighting on Monday night. He went deep for the first time this season. God bless him. He's finally here. The White Sox were wearing those City Connect jerseys that are pretty tight, though. All black. Big fan of that. I'm not a big old-fashionista, but those are pretty sweet. Third base position, you got Machado and J-Ram both day-to-day if they play. Obviously great plays, but you can slide on down. If you think Brisky is like a fluke thing, Devers at 55 is pretty strong. If you think so, but Arenado at 48 is outstanding, because like St. Louis should be a popular stack tonight because Chichi Gonzalez is poop. If he pitches well, so be it. But Cardinals on this slate, probably massive chalk though. Keep that in mind. But if you're playing cash, you're playing single entry, three max, you can take a little bit of chalk on. And a guy like the Cardinals and Arenado at $4,800 is pretty, pretty good. Some cheaper options though, like you could Josh Donaldson if you want at 39, but Brendan Donovan, Cardinals again, 37 hundo, like that. We're going back to Pittsburgh, folks. We're going back to the Pirates. Cabrian Hayes was one of the few guys that let us down. They did score 12 runs, and I said one of these teams is going to blow up. And if you played them, you did very, very well. And now you got Swarmer pitching for Chicago, who is Mr. Home Run himself, Home Run Derby pitching Swarmer. So Cabrian Hayes at 36, back in line. Pittsburgh super cheap. Like a Pittsburgh Cardinals stack is going to be an easy one to make, folks. Just going to throw that out there. Jake Berger at 32, if you're fading Gossman, is a look for you. Other than that, Ezekiel Duran is only 27. Texas is cheap. Like, I like Kyle Gibson at $8,100, but Texas is cheap. Ezekiel Duran is only 2,700. We mentioned Nathaniel Lowe at 25. You're getting some value with it. I can't wait to see what Adelis Garcia looks like. He's got to be like 45 at least, but we'll see. These guys are super cheap as well. Shortstop, lots of options here. Bichette at 53. Timmy Anderson's back. He's 52. But I save a few dollars. Bobby Witt at 5K is a nice look. Corey Seager's 49. So you get an expensive Texas Ranger on that one. But Tommy Edman leading off for St. Louis against Chichi at 4,800 is definitely a play for you. Francisco Lindor, the Mets could be fun because Urquidy's making a pitch mix change. He's showing some signs of life of late. But as a whole, still pitching to way too much contact. Way too much contact. Not going deep into baseball games. So Frenchie Lindor at 42. Nice little tournament look for you there. Javi Baez in tournaments at 38. So Detroit could be your fun boomer bust tournament stack because you got Jonathan Schoop cheap versus a lefty. You got Javi Baez versus lefty. They're very affordable. We'll get to like Riley Greens of the world. The Torkelson's 2K, like we mentioned. So Detroit could be that kind of boomer bust GPP tourney stack in this one. Maybe they get like a 3 and 4 man max. That could be an option for you on this slate to be a little different at least because on a 13 game slate, I don't think many are going to go to Detroit. And Rich Hill's not going to go deep, but then you get Boston's bullpen, and if he's getting beat up, you're not going to get the good bullpen. So you're shooting for the moon, but if it hits, Yahtzee. So we'll see how that pans out. Other than that, shortstop usually stinks. We know this very well, but I'm looking for one individual only. Well, first off, Jeter Downs got called up by Boston. He's 2K versus Brisky. So worth a look. But the man you want, and I hope you played him on Monday, I really hope he did because he helped your 12-run Pittsburgh stack. And he got called up, and DK just sits on this one because we knew he'd get called up at any moment, so why not price him accordingly just in case he gets called up, DK? And then the next day after he makes his debut and crushes baseballs, why not adjust his price, DK? But O'Neill Cruz is outfield shortstop eligible for $2,000 on DraftKings. He should be 100% owned on Tuesday. And you just eat all of that chalk, all of it. He should be 100% owned at $2,000 versus home run derby pitching swarmer. Just take it, eat it, and move along. Cash, tournaments, play O'Neill Cruz. Like, don't even get cute. Just play him. If he puts up a zero, it doesn't matter. He's $2,000. And he's got a ceiling of like 30 points. So just play O'Neill Cruz. He's not your typical 2K guy like that. This is where sites are lazy and DraftKings is freaking lazy. Like we all knew it. Anybody with a pulse knew he was coming at any moment and they are still sitting on their thumbs right now. So enjoy outfield after that. You can go Judge if you want. That's fine. I don't hate that. But Buxton versus Savali is interesting in a tournament. I prefer Mike Trout at 55 versus Heasley. And you can go Otani as well if you prefer. But Kyle Tucker at 54 is a good look. See if Yordan Alvarez plays. He's 59. He'd be awesome for Trevor Williams. He's day-to-day as he's banged up. So you go to Tuck at 54. Juan Soto at 52 versus Jordan Lyles. Very, very, very nice in that one as well. Going below 5K now, you got Giancarlo at 48 for a little value. But Julio Rodriguez, not bad at 47. This is the night to play your Baltimore Orioles versus Eric Fede. So Cedric Mullins at 46. Come on down, my friend. Come on down. We've had some good Cedric Mullins nights this season. This feels like another one versus Eric Fede, folks. So get in on the action. I called it. Adelis Garcia is $4,500, folks. They at least priced that one somewhat accordingly. Well done, DraftKings. You didn't screw the entire slate up. But Adelis Garcia at 45, I still like him. You can afford him because there's value to be had everywhere. So Adelis at 45 is actually playing really well. So don't mind that. Nick Castellanos at 43 versus lefty. Cassie isn't the same look. Masher, he's been in the past, but still like him in that situation. Going down to the low 4Ks and below, though, Anthony Santander swinging a good stick. He's 39 versus Fede. God, I love just playing bad baseball teams in DFS. This is so much fun. And they line up beautifully. MJ Melendez at 39, prefer him at catcher over the outfield, but he is in play. Brian Reynolds at 38, a great value versus home run derby swarmer. So keep him on your radar. I mentioned Andrew Vaughn earlier. He's not too shabby. Cheaper options for you, though. Hunter Renfroe in a tournament is just the way he's swinging it. He's just tournament viable for lefties, but as long as he's mashing the way he's mashing, he's going to be tournament viable for a while. If he just goes ice cold, we move off, but he's cheap and he mashes. That's what we're looking for. AJ Pollock at 34, not bad, but I like some other options if you have to, but don't mind AJ Pollock if you're stacking up the Chicago White Sox. Jaron Duran at 33, still not bad if he's leading off, so keep him on your radar. Josh Lowe got called up by Tampa Bay. Not sure I want to play him versus Nasty Nestor, but he is not too expensive at 32. Michael Harris II is only 31 versus Disco. That's a good price point. Lane Thomas is only 31 if you're stacking Washington versus Jordan Lyles. Man, more bad teams to stack, folks. This is going to be a good night. Juan Yepes mentioned him, first base outfield at 31 hundo. I like that. Going below 3K, and I got Lourdes Gurriel at 28. It's not a bad value at all. Alec Thomas at 28 versus Manaea in a tournament. I can see the appeal there for sure. There's going to be a lot on this slate, a lot to soak in here. Let's see what else we like down here. You got guys like, wow, that's actually pretty good. Brandon Marsh is down here. Dylan Carlson at 24 versus Chichi. I like that a lot. Dylan's swinging a good stick. So Dylan at 24, definitely a dude you could look at. That's a great price point in that matchup. And then we're going to get to our boys. Well, we got Jack Sawinski down here at 21 hundo. This is embarrassing. You could literally play O'Neal Cruz at shortstop, Jack Sawinski in the outfield. You can play Torque at first. They're all 2,100 or less. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. And then you can just stack up everything on the planet you want. And these are, like, really good plays. I'm not even BSing you. Like, in cash, you could literally put Sawinski in the outfield, put Riley Green at 2K in the outfield. That's what I was looking for next. You could put O'Neal Cruz at 2K. So you have three guys at 2,100 bucks or less. You can do whatever you want in cash, whatever you want. I'm tempted to do it in single-entry tournaments. That's where we're at on this slate, folks. That is pretty mind-boggling breaking this one down. Recapping your pitching. If you want to go nasty next year, you can. Dylan Cease makes for a good tournament play versus Toronto. My top pay-up spot is Sean Manaea at 9K versus Arizona. Don't mind that, but you know with the value we have, if you want to get up there and get freaky-deaky, knock yourself out. Spencer Strider at 86, probably one of my favorite pitchers on this slate versus the Gigantes, the strikeout-prone Gigantes. Kyle Gibson I like a lot, but I don't mind some Texas value on this slate. But Kyle Gibson at 81 with the way Texas strikes out makes for a good DFS play. Ronzi Contreras, total tournament play. If he just doesn't walk dudes, gets his 5-plus innings, the strikeouts will be there against the Cubs. That's big boy stuff, but he's 7,400, so it's a risk. Definitely tournament only. Aaron Civale off the IL at 64. I like him. Brisky at 58 against the Red Sox is a good one as well. Now get your barf bags ready as we're stacking up some bad baseball teams. Washington and Baltimore game stack time. You got Josh Bell. You got Lane Thomas. You got Juan Soto and other options in Washington. Like it a lot. Baltimore said Mullins Day. You got Santander. You got Austin Hayes. You got Ryan Mountcastle. Options all over. Oh, Adley Rutschman cheap at catcher. Options everywhere. Enjoy your day. Pittsburgh versus Mr. Home Run Derby Swarmer. O'Neal Cruz is 2K. Zawinski's 21. Brian Reynolds is only 38. Vogie's cheap. Brian Hayes is cheap. Options galore. So there's three bad teams we're going to stack. Awesome. Detroit versus Rich Hill. Not as favored as the other three I mentioned, but I like the upside versus Rich Hill with guys like Scope and Green and Baez and stuff. You got some options there. It gets better, though. Let's keep going. Texas versus Mr. Kyle Gibson, just because Nathaniel Lowe's super cheap, Ezekiel Duran's super cheap, Alex Garcia's still respectably priced. Don't hate that. Philadelphia versus Martin Perez. This is where it gets fun because Martin Perez is due to blow up eventually. Philly is swinging lights out bats. It's in Texas, unfortunately, but you could stack Philly if you prefer. Houston versus Trevor Williams. I like a lot. I hope Yordan plays, but Kyle Tucker, Altuve, Gurriel's kind of heating up, like I mentioned. You got some options there with Houston. St. Louis is my favorite stack. Should be everyone's favorite stack tonight against Chichi Gonzalez, Arenado, Goldie, 1-2. But then you got Yepes, you got Edmund, you got nice, cheap Dylan Carlson, many other pieces in St. Louis. So I like St. Louis a ton on this slate. Other than that, I don't think I'm going to go too many other places. So it's stack some bad teams, load up on a couple others, see where the night takes you. But that'll do it, folks. Tuesday in the books, 13 games. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, I'll be there, or I'll be in and out of the Fantasy DGen Slack Discord. If I'm not in there, tons of other guys like Dire Work and Company are breaking things down, answering questions, helping each other build your winning DFS lineups. Give the podcast a rate review on iTunes. I truly would appreciate it. Or give the old thumbs up, like button on Fantasy DGen's YouTube. That would be great as well. Be back with you guys on Wednesday for more DFS action. Also on Tuesday, I'll be recording the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with Jesse, previewing the Travelers Championship, plus a new episode of Bench with Bubba Tuesday night. Lots coming your way. Get ready, folks. Fantasy baseball, fantasy golf, so much fun. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 21st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.